Dominic Della Sala is the chief scientist and president of the GEOS Institute, based in Ashland, Oregon. A well-respected wildlife biologist and editor of Temperate and Boreal Rainforests of the World, Ecology and Conservation, he spoke about what he calls the forgotten rainforests.
Boreal forests are the forests at the top of the world. These are forests that you see in Norway and Russia and Canada. And they're not all rainforests. Most of them are drier places with a lot of snowfall. There's a subset of the boreal system that gets enough precipitation year-round, especially during the summertime, that qualifies for definition as boreal rainforest. And those are generally found along coastal areas. And then temperate rainforests are a bit warmer than boreal, and they're found in latitudes just to the south of the northern part of the globe. And they are some of the most unique forests on the planet, and they don't get nearly as much recognition. They get a lot of rainfall, and they tend to be of moderate temperature and widely dispersed around the globe.
These rainforests are Arctic, subarctic, and then in our region, what you might call Cascadia, going from, say, Anchorage, Alaska, all the way down the coast to Eel River watershed in California. So these are basically the rainforests you're talking about, or the forests you're talking about.
Yeah, and not only that, but we have a good chunk of the world's temperate and boreal rainforest. We have about 35% of all the temperate and boreal rainforest on the planet. So our region has a real important global influence on the network of these forgotten rainforests, because this is where the bulk of those forests occur.
13 gigatons, that's what you're saying. Is that annual?
That's annual. That's a lot of carbon. And if you kind of compare that to the carbon dioxide emissions that we as a nation are contributing around the globe, it is very significant. Our rainforests are absorbing the equivalent of up to 250 times Oregon's annual carbon dioxide emissions. And they're playing a significant role in helping to ameliorate the global climate chaos that you mentioned in your intro.
Yeah, obviously scientists like you and 95% of the other scientists who are not funded by oil companies realize this is not global warming we're talking about. We're talking about chaos, and the chaos has already started.
It has. And, you know, global warming is really not a good term for this, because it's really the extremes that we're seeing more of in weather events. You know, these more intense hurricanes, the more frequent tornadoes, flooding events, more droughts. So it's a combination of different extremes that are happening across the planet. It's not just rising global temperatures, which for the most part is happening around the globe, but it's the extreme weather events that we're seeing more of. And it's only going to get worse unless we lower our greenhouse gas footprint.
1 acre of rainforest equals 1 billion needles, one of your slides says.
Right. There's a lot of needles in those trees. And you kind of think of the rainforest as the planet's lungs. They're purifying the air that we breathe. They're soaking up a lot of the carbon dioxide that our vehicles and industries putting out in the atmosphere. So they play a strategic role in the health of the planet. And their highest and best use, especially the old growth rainforest, ought to be set up as some sort of a trust or system of protected areas that help to do their part in influencing the stability of our global climate.
That was Dominic Della Sala, wildlife biologist and editor of Temperate and Boreal Rainforests of the World, Ecology and Conservation. SPLAB Presents is produced for KBCS in association with the Spoken Word Lab in Columbia City. To hear the whole interview with Dr. Della Sala, go to splab.org and click on the heading titled Listen. For SPLAB Presents, I'm Paul Nelson.